This WBEZ podcast is supported by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in up to 40 currencies with only a few simple taps. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. Terms and conditions apply. Be smart. Get Wise.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. A listening session at a Springfield church ends in shouting, following the death of Sonia Massey at the hands of a sheriff's deputy. My colleague Mawa Iqbal was at the meeting hosted by the Justice Department.
Audience members were given 2 minutes to talk. Several Black residents, like Brianna Roberts, told the DOJ they're scared.
I have to fight for my right to live because we are hiring officers who shouldn't even be given the right to wear that badge.
Then the moderators started cutting people off after 1 minute. That didn't stop Zach Long from calling for the resignation of Sheriff Jack Campbell.
I can talk louder than the mic. Everybody needs to get up here, vote him out.
The session devolved into a screaming match between residents and the moderators, who cut the event short. Mawa Iqbal, WBEZ News.
A WBEZ data analysis shows traffic stops made by Chicago police officers have declined by 40% this year, compared to this time last year. It's a point that Police Superintendent Larry Snelling often makes in public hearings. Here's Snelling last December.
Now, I can tell you right now, there's already been a reduction in traffic stops since I've taken over, because the focus is different. My focus is for violent crimes and for traffic safety.
Civil rights advocates are glad to hear of the decrease, but without formal policy changes, they question whether it's a sign of any permanent reform. Developers have broken ground on a lot that's been vacant for decades in Chicago's West Pullman neighborhood. Soon, it will be home to families. A grassy lot will be transformed into 20 townhouses with landscaping and flowers. Habitat for Humanity Chicago broke ground on a nearly $9 million townhome development on 115th Street. Jennifer Parks says the organization usually develops single-family homes. The project will be its first ever townhome development.
The challenge is housing costs. Construction costs are high, and so we need to look for economies of scale and better ways to reach more buyers, and we're losing population, so let's bring them back.
Construction is set to begin next spring. The federal government is letting Illinois cover more non-traditional healthcare services through Medicaid. The state is being allowed to extend and expand an existing Medicaid waiver. The result is coverage of things like short-term rental assistance and, for the first time, nutrition counseling and meal delivery. Democratic State Senator Omar Aquino says these are not doctor's visits or hospital stays. But you can't be healthy unless your basic needs are met.
If you do not have access to affordable housing and don't know if you're going to have a roof on your head, you cannot address your own health. If you don't have access to affordable and quality food, you cannot be healthy.
Medicaid will also fund pre-release services for people about to leave prison, plus violence intervention services and substance abuse treatment. Some other things you should know today. Former President Donald Trump plans to be in Chicago tomorrow to participate in a Q&A session with the National Association of Black Journalists. Association President Ken Lemon says the group does not endorse political candidates. But Lemon says the group welcomes the opportunity to ask tough questions to, quote, provide truthful answers that Black Americans want and need to know. The group has also asked Democratic presidential candidate Kamala Harris to participate in the convention. The Illinois State Fair kicks off in less than 2 weeks, and officials are excited to show off roughly $85 million in improvements made in the last few years. The multipurpose arena is open and hosting truck shows and demolition derbies. Lil Wayne and Smashing Pumpkins will play for thousands at the grandstand. Also, expect plenty of politicians, fried food, and farm animals at the state's annual commendation to agriculture. It takes place August 8th to 18th this year in Springfield. Today's weather will be sunny to partly cloudy with temperatures in the upper 80s. There is a marginal risk of severe weather. And tomorrow, we're expecting similar temperatures and scattered thunderstorms. If you like The Rundown, then please rate and review us. It helps other people find the show. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.